Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And here's our first news story for this hour. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel has announced an important victory in a multi-state lawsuit. She joined against the Trump administration over its attempt to illegally coerce states into assisting in sweeping immigration enforcement by threatening to withhold billions in federal funding for emergency preparedness and preventing and addressing terrorist attacks, mass shootings, wildfires, floods, cybersecurity threats, and more. The District Court for the District of Rhode Island granted a motion for summary judgment filed by Attorney General Dana Nessel and 20 attorneys general in their lawsuit against the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Department of Homeland Security. In its opinion, the court held that the agencies violated the Constitution and the Administrative Procedure Act by conditioning federal funds from FEMA and DHS on states' agreement to assist in enforcing federal immigration law. And a milk tanker operated by a 39-year-old Cass City man overturned Sunday morning while traveling west on Robinson Road near Van Dyke Road, southeast of Cass City. The truck entered the north ditch and rolled over, leading to injuries for the driver. Emergency responders from the Sanilac County Sheriff's Office, Cass City MMR, and Argyle Fire Department responded promptly, with the driver receiving treatment on site before being transported to Hills and Dale Healthcare in Cass City. Authorities do not suspect alcohol or drugs to be factors in a crash, as the incident remains under investigation while the driver's name is currently withheld. Cold, flu, COVID-19, and RSV cases are increasing in mid-Michigan as the fall season begins, according to health experts. Flu symptoms typically include high fever, body aches, and severe fatigue, while common colds cause milder symptoms such as sneezing and a runny nose. This year, COVID-19 is expected to be more contagious than last year due to the highly transmittable virus strain. While RSV cases remain low, flu and COVID infections are on the rise. Doctors urge residents, especially those over 65, to consider vaccination and to maintain good hygiene, stay at home when ill, and consult healthcare providers about vaccine options. And because Tuscola County Central Dispatch is operating with the skeleton crew, Dispatch Director John Ramirez asked commissioners to temporarily increase their pay. Normally, the department has 10 employees, but there are only 5 dispatchers who are working, and they are putting in 54 hours of overtime per pay period. Dispatch will continue to operate short-staffed until the first of the year. The shortage was created by departures. Even though some new dispatchers have been hired, they have to do 18 weeks of training before they can do dispatching, Ramirez explained. To reward the dispatchers for their dedication and hard work, Ramirez requested that they receive a $2 pay increase until the end of the year, when newly hired workers will be fully trained and ready to work. Commissioners realized dispatch is a 24/7 operation and approved the pay increase, which will be about $5,600 more. And you can get the full news stories, obituaries, weather, and information on thumbnet.net.